We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the salt limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points in that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, March 19th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County Sheriff's Office warns residents of asphalt paving scam. Pass Rebels teacher receives 2026 Special Education Impact Award. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today, highs in the mid-90s. It's 52 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Pass Rebels Tile and Stone. You can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and much more. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The County Sheriff's Office is warning residents of a recent increase in asphalt paving scams reported in the county. The Sheriff's Office says they received calls regarding these scams in Huasna Township in January and again last week in Napomo. These incidents involve individuals posing as contractors who approach homeowners offering discounted driveway paving services. The scammers allegedly claim they have leftover materials from a nearby job and can pave a driveway quickly at a reduced price. The work performed is often substandard, the Sheriff's Office says, and sometimes they demand more money than what was verbally agreed upon once the job is finished. They use high-pressure tactics to rush homeowners into making an immediate decision and insist on cash-only payments. The Sheriff's Office advises residents to verify the contractor's license and insurance through the California Contractors State License Board and require a written contract for work. Caltrans announced there'll be a full overnight closure of Highway 41 starting tonight at 8 p.m. The closure will last until Friday at 8 a.m., and the affected area will be the 41 east of the Chelan Y to Reeves Station at the intersection of Highway 33. Caltrans says crews will be finalizing repairs to the highway from a major rock slide in December. They'll move a 400-foot concrete barrier and rock fence to the shoulder to serve as a barrier to any future rockfall. Caltrans will also reinstall pavement striping, taking away temporary lane striping and traffic control devices. Travelers are advised to use Highway 46 as a detour, using the 33 to return to the 41 at Reef Station, and allow for 30 minutes extra of travel time. Paso Robles teacher receives 2026 Special Education Impact Award. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:10.
I recently had the best visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialist. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385. 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:11. The Paso Robles Joint Unified School District has announced that one of its teachers has become the recipient of the 2026 Special Education Impact Award by the San Luis Obispo County Special Education Local Plan Area, or SELPA. The award recognizes individuals across San Luis Obispo County who demonstrate exceptional dedication, innovative teaching practices, and a strong commitment to supporting students in special education, according to the district. The recipient of the 2026 award is Megan Wortman, who will be recognized at the Paso Robles School Board meeting on April 28th. We are incredibly proud of Megan and the care, expertise, and passion she brings to her students each day, PRJUSD Special Education Director Stephanie Schofield said. Her work reflects the very best of what we strive to provide for all learners in Paso Robles. The City of Paso Robles announced the next Coffee with the City event will take place Friday, March 27th at 7:30 a.m., The event, as always, will be held in the Patina Room at Cal Coast Brewery, 1346 Railroad Street. This session will include a presentation from the Paso Robles Police and Fire Departments highlighting key public safety initiatives and trends impacting the community, including growth in the city's long-term planning for public safety services. Updates will be provided on the Public Safety Training Center, as well as the implementation of the Drone First Responder Program, according to a release from the city. The fire department will also provide updates on fire hazard severity zone designations, wildfire preparedness efforts, and more. Coffee will be provided at the next event, and no pre-registration is required. PG&E says thousands of Central Coast residents qualify for their low-income assistance programs but are not enrolled. The programs include the California Alternative Rates for Energy, or CARE, and Family Electric Rate Assistance, or FERA. CARE provides eligible customers with a discount of 20% or more on gas and electricity bills, and FERA provides a monthly discount of 18% on electric bills for households with three or more people. PG&D says San Luis Obispo County alone, over 8,700 customers are eligible for FERA, but only 686 are enrolled. And for CARE, as many as 30,000 residents are eligible, with 17,000 enrolled. For more information and guidelines on the eligibility requirements of each program, you can go to pgnd.com. In sports for the NBA yesterday, the Lakers beat the Rockets 124-116, the Celtics over the Warriors 120-99, the Pelicans beat the Clippers 124-109. Tonight, the Kings will face the 76ers, the Clippers will go against the Pelicans, the Lakers will face the Heat, the Bucks will go against the Jazz. In California news, more information on allegations against Cesar Chavez are being brought to light. Labor rights activist Dolores Huerta says that she was one of the women sexually assaulted by Chavez more than 60 years ago, saying she stayed silent because she feared her words would hurt the farm worker movement. Huerta joined Chavez in 1962 to co-found the National Farm Workers Association, which would become the United States Farm Workers of America. Huerta condemns Chavez's actions, but emphasized that the farm worker and labor rights movements are bigger than just one person. A small desert community in Southern California has tied the record for the highest March temperature ever recorded in the U.S. amid this heat wave. North Shore, California reached 108 degrees yesterday, tying the record reached by Rio Grande City in Texas back in 1954. Uber says it plans to invest up to $1.25 billion in Rivian Automotive to help launch up to 50,000 robo-taxis. The plan is to launch 10,000 robo-taxis with up to 40,000 more by 2030. The company said that initial deployments are expected to begin in San Francisco and Miami in 2028 and will expand to 25 cities by 2031. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:15.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue is weighing in on the delay of the poultry grower payment systems and capital improvement systems rule proposed by the USDA's Ag Marketing Service from July 1 of this year through December 31st of 2027. He says NFU is eager to see implementation of this long overdue rule, and delaying it is a disservice to our family farmers and ranchers who deserve a more fair system. Now, the final rule contains three main provisions that NFU and family poultry growers are eager to see enforced, including prohibiting LDPs from reducing any rate of compensation under a broiler growing arrangement, establishing a duty of fair comparison that requires LDPs to design and operate their broiler grower ranking system, and requiring LDPs to provide capital improvement disclosure documents to broiler growers when the LDP requires the grower to make an additional capital investment. Again, the final rule was originally listed in the Federal Register to go into effect on July 1st of this year, but as of right now, the delay continues in Washington, D.C. Rancher Circle, Friday, March 20th at 1 o'clock on your calendar, and plan to be at St. Ange Livestock in South Dakota for the 7th annual Cactus Cattle Company Bull Sale. Offering 53 coming 2-year-old registered bulls born, raised, and developed at the ranch, built for calving ease and real-world functionality. If you're keeping replacement heifers, these are genetics designed to leave daughters you'll want in your herd for years to come. View catalog, watch videos, or bid live at dvauction.com or visit cactuscattleco.com.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits, 805-995-4181. California Farm Bureau President Shannon Douglas is inviting the organization's members to advocate at the state capitol in Sacramento this spring on issues that affect California farmers and ranchers. More often than not, elected officials genuinely want to do the right thing, but they can't possibly be experts in every industry. Unless we take the time to explain how proposals affect agriculture, they simply won't know, Douglas said this month in an AgAlert commentary. The Farm Bureau's calling on the Capitol series will bring farmers and ranchers from across the state to Sacramento, where they will meet with state lawmakers and legislative staff. The series will include visits to the Capitol on March 18th, April 21st, May 5th, and May 26th. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. Thursday morning, no reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Sunny today with highs in the low 90s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight with low 50s, east winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the low 90s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Saturday, sunny skies on Sunday, continuing into Thursday next week. Upper 80s Saturday and Sunday, continuing into Monday and Tuesday, mid-80s on Wednesday, 85 a week from today. Currently, it is 52 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRO News Time is 6:20.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Michael's Optical.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There was little change in new jobless benefits in the middle of this month. In the week ending March 14th, 205,000 people signed up for unemployment, a decline of 8,000 from the week before, another sign that companies are avoiding massive layoffs. The number of those remaining on benefits, continuing claims, rose slightly to 1.857 million. Another reading on business activity in the Philadelphia region came in stronger than expected, improving to 18.1 from a month ago. The Bank of England decided this morning to leave interest rates unchanged. And Rivian Automotive will be making robo-taxis with help from Uber Technologies, which will invest up to $1.25 billion in the venture. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda. Invested in you.
Most investments today feel like second jobs. Real estate? You're a landlord. Stocks? You're a day trader. Crypto? You're a full-time researcher. You've got a life to live. Your investment should help you live it. That's why more Americans are choosing gold. Noble Gold has helped thousands protect their future with real physical gold. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com to get your free wealth protection kit. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
With the big, beautiful bill comes new tax laws, and for business owners, that means more rules, more details, and more chances to miss important savings. This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block offices. We stay on top of every tax law change so your business stays compliant and keeps more of what it earns. From deductions and credits to full business tax preparation, our experienced tax professionals handle it all with accuracy and personal service you can trust. Don't let new tax laws cost your business time or money. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment and get your business taxes done right.
When you're ready to protect your home or office, JV Roofing is your best choice. JV Roofing has over 20 years of roofing experience, and you can count on them to show up. Whether it's a clay tile roof, metal, PVC, TPO, or shingles, they have you covered, and they're also certified in West Coast decks. Check out the website at jvroofingca.com or call them for a free estimate today. JV Roofing, family owned, licensed, and bonded, 805-674-1383.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore, the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text, 238-KPRL. To join us on this, what is it, Thursday edition on The Right Choice.
The Morning Exchange. What is the Morning Exchange.
Yeah.
What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Say it again, y'all.
The Morning Exchange. What is it good for?
Absolutely
nothing.
Listen to me.
KPRL.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Karen will have on Supervisor John Pashong. That's your sound off. Again, because of the changes that we're making today, that will be text only. No call in for that because the wires, they've got the new wires coming in here right now. I see it and everything when I came in this morning is moved. The new board will go in later this afternoon. So just some minor interruptions. All right, if you like comedy, Dimitri Martin is coming to San Luis Obispo at the Performing Arts Center on the 28th. That's next Saturday. And this is from the Rotary Del Tosa presents the Dimitri Martin. It's a benefit for local youth charities. I've got a couple of tickets to go see this comedian. If you'd like them, just email me, kevin@kprl.com. I'll let you know through the email if you got the tickets, all right? Easy as 1, 2, 3, as they say. All right, let's see here. Chris, this story on the asphalt, did the whoever, the sheriff's department, whatever, that they said that these guys... They did shabby work, but were they doing anything illegal?
I don't know.
Well, does it just say that they, you know, I guess buyer beware?
I mean, it's a scam, so it's...
But they're doing work.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, maybe it's illegal to pose as a contractor when you're not actually one.
Well, So I think this story said that they're asking, you know, people to verify that they have a license or something.
Yeah, as advice to not get scammed.
Okay. I'm at the point with a lot of these things right now is, if you're that dumb, I don't care. I just don't care. Some guy comes up, hey, I got some extra. Okay, folks, you've lived. I'm assuming most of these people are not 18 years old that are doing, and not the ones that, you know, I'm talking about the people that are paying the money, that they've been on this earth for a while and so forth. And if you're that dumb, well, too bad. You can only foolproof the society so much. All right, what else do we have going on? Ah, another one, Chris, the PG&E discounts, the qualifier, you know, Farrah, I think it is?
Yes, Farrah and CARE.
Okay, PG&E income qualified discounts like CARE, 35% electric, 20% gas. The Farrah, 18% electric. Okay. Who pays? Well, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, other utility customers through a rate surcharge. We make up the difference for this. All other residents, who pays? All other residential and business customers contribute to a public purpose program surcharge, which covers the nearly $1 billion in discounts provided. I'm always curious with these types of things, from at least one point I'll mention here. is there any obligation on the part of the people, a person that are, or families, that are getting the discount from the rest of us to monitor their usage? If you remember going back several summers ago with some recommended outages and so forth, particularly in Los Angeles because of the heat, that the public assistance apartments or whatever, housing, they didn't have to cut back, but the rest of us, either our power was short, cut off, or it would be intermittent. So I wonder if there's any kind of responsibility putting on people that are getting the discount to the tune of $1 billion. My guess is it's not. It's not. Now, the program's CARE is for low-income households. And that would be $42,300 for one to two people, or up to $130,300 for 10 people. Wow. That's a pretty good deal. All right, let's see here. On the email, March Madness, Kevin. Kevin, I assume you watch and like March Madness. What team do you root for, the University of Kentucky or the University of Louisville? Both have amazing history. I root for the University of Louisville first. Now, if they're out of the tournament, which they will be, and then I'll root for the University of Kentucky, which they will be out of the tournament too, sooner than later. I went to many University of Louisville games, basketball and football with my dad back there. Went to a couple of UK football games, but I am first and foremost a University of Louisville fan. Again, I want each team to win, and if they play each other, I want the University of Louisville to win. So that's the way it works. But it ain't gonna. It's gonna be short lived. Now you get used to it, right? What the heck? Okay, let's see here. The gentleman called in the other day about the gas prices, and he thinks there's some kind of conspiracy or, you know, whatever and so forth. And I always forgot the explanation that Dennis McKibben would give me at Spring Street Mobile and why this happens. And there are some various reasons, which, by the way, just so happens there was a story that came out about gas prices, and I ran into a guy at the gym yesterday because he was up in the Ragged Point area, and that is one of the highest gas prices in California. And I forget what it was, seven something a gallon. And I asked him, did he fill up? He said, no, just enough to get back. All right, well, that's it. Let's see here. I forget what the amount of money. It was up by Ragged Point, nearly $9 for a gallon. See where the gas prices are the highest. So anyway, there are differences because of there's many things involved in this. Gas station prices vary due to local competition, operating costs, taxes, and volume sold. Okay, independent owners set prices based on their location, nearby competitors, and the need to attract more customers to hire, maintain, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, so when you have high volume stations, they can negotiate cheaper gas prices than those that don't. That's pretty simple. And, you know, again, you have the other things in there. If somebody is buying it, what is their lease or mortgage on the property that they have the station on and stuff? So there's a lot of things that go into it other than just being not in the words of the caller the other day, but they're not trying to be crooks. Okay, there are many, many, many things involved. All righty, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Okay, so we mentioned a little bit here on the PG&E and to the tune of how much that we support the $1 billion that's passed along to us and the businesses and so forth, which when the businesses, they pass it along to the consumers. Okay, why people can sit in their air conditioning and so forth, and in many cases, maybe not even work. I don't know. So I went back, and the history of America, of the welfare programs in the United States. Now, many people think that the Johnson's War on Poverty, you know, the Great Society, no, it started way before that. It even started before FDR and his New Deal. If you go back to the 1880s, let's just say maybe not, well, obviously not to the extent of today, but attempts were made that the for the first unemployment payments, and but there were issues, so it didn't necessarily go through, but it was the beginning. In the 1880s, and then as you get into the moved forward to the Great Depression, that the first attempt to fund relief, and that failed too. And it was the Emergency Relief Act, which gave local governments $300 million. That was passed into law. And then again, when you go to 1933, President Roosevelt pushed Congress for other things. Then in 1935, the Social Security Act was passed. The bill included direct relief, that's cash, food stamps, etc., and changes for unemployment insurance. Then you had 1940, aid to families with dependent children was established. And there's more, but when I give you the list of where we're at now, holy moly, hold on to your hats. Hi, good morning.
Holy moly. Yesterday you guys were talking about the fuel and the public transportation. Funny thing is, a year and a half ago, they weren't talking about needing more money for public transportation because of the cost of fuel. And the cost of fuel was higher a year and a half ago than it is now still. It's like there's any little panic thing that's okay, let's now we can raise prices.
Well, the story that I was referring to is they were looking for donations.
Exactly, yeah, donations, yeah.
Okay.
But the prices of the fuel still cheaper than it was, a year and a half ago.
Okay. Well, I guess part of it for me was we have 12 transportation services in this county
that run around empty. Not empty, but they're not all being utilized.
We're losing lots of money.
Just like, I don't know if you were listening to Lars last night, the Postal Service is losing, I want to say something like $10 billion a year or something like that. Speaking of losing money.
Okay, so what do we do?
Well, I don't think mail service needs to be 6-7 days a week, personally.
No, I don't either.
It's ridiculous. I mean, there's got to be overtime in there. Union's got a hold of it, and there's got to be overtime in there. And so that just racks up the cost.
But, okay, so let's just play around here a little bit, devil's advocate. Would you want it 3 days?
I think, well, the way he was talking about it, you know, it's like a FedEx or something like that. I don't know if they overcomplicate things, but yeah, I think 3 days would be fine for me. If you need mail every day, that you know, you would have to you'd pay extra for a service, you know, to get your mail every day. Of course, the government would screw that up somehow.
Well, you know, I'm just wondering because you know we get into our you know between our paycheck and then when certain bills are due. Where we, in many cases, still, although that's changing, relying on getting that bill in the mail. You kind of, you know, it usually becomes pretty routine. And then you get it, it reminds you, and okay, I got to get, you know, I got to pay my whatever bill by the 18th or the 20th. So if you cut it down to 3 days, would that disrupt that?
No, because you still got your routine. You get your... Now, if you're like, me, probably, you wait till the last minute, you know, you get your bill. Once you get your bill, pay it. You know, they give you know, there's a grace period there from when you get your bill in the mail what it needs to be paid. And email is such a big thing now, too, that a lot of bills, my bills, I get them through email. Most, I just pay them online.
Right.
I know not everybody has that, opportunity, but...
Right, and more...
You get a bill on Wednesday or Tuesday, send the check out or whatever you do on Friday. I don't see how that would interrupt anything.
Well, more and more people are going to the auto pay anyway.
Yeah.
And that, I don't know how that can transform over, but that's the, if that money is right, let's see here. The post office has consistently operated a loss for 20 years, roughly $109 billion from 2007 to 2024. How can an entity be that far behind?
That's just crazy. And still function without any type of oversight to say, hey, wait a minute, we're doing something wrong. Let's get this figured out.
Well, they've had to combat, too, the changes in technology.
Well, they've lost that much money in that amount of time. They've had time to do changes.
Okay, so you're for you're for 3 days, and I've mentioned this before, and you know this, particularly out where we live. I don't think mail should be delivered out to where we live. That was our choice to move there, and that just puts a burden on the San Miguel Post Office.
We have a P.O. box.
That should be, right. They shouldn't be driving out in those areas. I don't think.
Well, life, everybody has a life of convenience now. But,
well...
I'm not against them traveling out here, but what do you say, 6-7 days a week? No.
Well, okay, but I mean, I wouldn't mind. It would be an inconvenience, but I pass through San Miguel every day. It wouldn't. Yeah. It would take me 30 seconds to pull in, go into the post office, and get the mail. And besides, at least we don't check our mailbox every day. I mean, sometimes I think it's pretty full.
You get that little yellow slip in there to go behind the counter and pick up your box.
It's like, oops, time to check the mailbox. Oh, boy. But that's a lot of money over the course of time. Do you think putting it into the private sector would make it better?
It generally does on everything involved when it comes to government versus private sector. The only problem is, depends on, unions don't. So that's the problem is, seeing how the unions get a hold of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I know ever since Mike retired from the post office here, our mail gets, I get the wrong mail, I would say, at least 5 or 6 times a month.
We have, I'll just say, a situation at my new location, and it's almost funny how bizarre it can be. I get wrong stuff. We get to put in different mailboxes. I took it on my forwarding mail. I put all the paperwork, get everything forwarded. They never forwarded. I couldn't figure out how come. I said, hey, I'm not getting my electric bill. I'm not getting this. I'm getting that. They had it all at the post office. It had my marks on it to take it out forwarded.
Mm-hmm.
But they had two weeks worth of mail stacked up down there with the yellow tag on it to forward it.
Well, hope you didn't get any penalty fees.
No, everything was fine, but because I do a lot of my bills online.
Right. Okay. Well, we're kind of having a little bit difficult time here, but anyway, sir, thank you very much. All right, thanks. Let's see here. The United States Post Office is a self-funded entity that relies on the sale of postage and services rather than tax dollars for operations, but it has faced significant financial distress since 2006. Despite price increases and restructuring efforts, the Postal Service has not achieved a break-even point and is expected to continue operating in the red. Let's go back to the phone line. Hi, good morning. Can you turn down your radio, please? I don't know why.
Let's go back to the phone line.
Okay. All right. Don't get caught with the asphalt, guys. We are going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The County Sheriff's Office is warning residents of a recent increase in asphalt paving scams reported in the county. The Sheriff's Office says individuals posing as contractors approach homeowners offering discounted driveway paving services from leftover material. The work performed is often substandard, the Sheriff's Office says, and they sometimes demand more money than was verbally agreed upon. City of Paso Robles announced the next Coffee with the City event will take place Friday, March 27th at 7:30 a.m. The event will be held in the Patina Room at Cal Coast Brewery, 1346 Railroad Street. The session will include a presentation from both departments on their growth, long-term planning, and recent updates. Coffee will be provided at the event, and no pre-registration is required. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the low 90s, it's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
I'm Chris DeMeo. The bombing of a natural gas field in the Persian Gulf is prompting new threats from President Trump.
On social media, President Trump said the U.S. didn't know that Israel would attack Ras Laffan and condemned Iran's retaliation. He's threatening violence and destruction if Iran strikes again.
Fox's Jonathan Savage in London. Attorney General Pam Bondi appearing before the House Oversight Committee behind closed doors to talk about the Epstein files. Bondi claims she's complying with orders to release the files.
We did our very best to comply with the law. And of course, we don't want any victim to be further victimized.
Oversight Committee Ranking Member Robert Garcia called it a fake hearing and that they were given no notice of the hearing. At least 15 people are dead and several others injured in an overnight storm in Karachi, Pakistan. America's listening to Fox News.
Allegretto Vineyard Resort invites you to experience the flavors of Campania, a vibrant region in southern Italy known for its coastal cuisine and bold Mediterranean flavors. The culinary tour of Italy features regionally inspired dishes from a cornetta with mozzarella and porchetta to linguine with clams, white wine, lemon, and grilled focaccia at lunch. Savor dishes like crudo di pesca with fresh amberjack. Complete the experience by adding wine from Campania. Reserve your table at AllegrettoVineyardResort.com.
Tachi Palace Casino Resort presents live entertainment you don't want to miss. Coming to Tachi Palace, Aaron Lewis with the State Liners March 19th, Boy George and Culture Club March 29th, The Hollywood Medium, Tyler Henry April 24th, the tribute band Jump playing Van Halen hits May 22nd, and comedy with rising star Ralph Barbosa May 23rd. Tickets are on sale now at TachiPalace.com and get $5 off each ticket purchased on site with your Premier Club card. Live entertainment at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
The Taylor Ranch has a new bison harvest in, and it's selling fast. I'm Susanna Luthi, host of KPRL's Free Talk California and Rancher. I want our community to thrive one plate of bison at a time. We've got new offerings like spicy bison sausage and a bison club that keeps you and meat all year long and gives special perks like a ranch bison safari. Bison transports you back 100 years when meat was what nature intended. Wild, wildly nutritious, and so very delicious. Order now at Taylor Ranch 1868. RightChoice.com.
Just about 10 minutes away from 7 at the Right Choice, KPRL Sports is brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
NCAA basketball tournament. First four games wrapped up in Dayton last night. Prairie View A&M pounced on Lehigh 67-55, 25 points for Dante Horn. The Panthers now face South top seed Florida on Friday night. Miami of Ohio pulled away from SMU 89-79. So the 11 seed Redhawks, now 32-1, set to meet Tennessee in the Midwest on Friday. First round games begin today. The first tip in Greenville, South Carolina, just past noon Eastern between TCU and Ohio State. Then 14 more games through Buffalo out to Portland. And finally ending the night in Oklahoma City with Houston taking on Idaho. 16 more games on Friday, then 8 second round games on Saturday and on Sunday. NIT first round wrapping up. Top seeds Wake Forest and New Mexico were winners. 2 seed Dayton also advanced despite having to play on the road again because the NCAA is using the Flyers gym for the first four. George Washington and St. Joe's, like Dayton from the A-10, were road winners as well. NBA, the Thunder cut down the Nets 121-92 for their 10th straight win. Stop me if you've heard this before. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 20 points for the 130th consecutive time. Hawks have now won 11 straight. They beat the Mavericks. Blazers lit up the Pacers. That's Indiana's 15th loss in a row. That ties their win total for the entire season. On the ice, the Stars edge the Avalanche 2-1 in a shootout. The battle not just for the Central Division lead, but for the best record in the entire NHL. They're just 2 points apart as they head down the stretch. That's Thursday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero. They've got quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. Another warm one, low to mid-90s. Clear tonight, overnight lows in the low 50s. Low 90s on your Friday, and as we head to Saturday, we'll cool down just a little bit. High should be in the upper 80s. Mid-80s on Sunday, back to the upper 80s on a Monday and Tuesday. Mid-80s Wednesday and mid-80s a week from today. No rain in the forecast. Today's UV index will be 7 up and down, 7:09 a.m., 7:14 p.m. We are at 51 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979 in Atascadero. Okay, moving right along here on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are your San Luis Obispo County wide approved concealed carry training team. As we check in to see what animals may be out and about and get them home where they need to be, safe and sound, that's what we do. It's called responsibility. Not only for the ones that you have, but maybe if somebody, you come upon someone's because you know how much they miss them. In most cases. All right, as I look to my left, there is nothing to report here on the world famous Pet Alert, but Mr. Garcia, do you know what a rubber band ball is?
Yeah, it's a ball made of rubber bands.
Okay. Have you ever done that?
No, I've never done that myself. I've seen them and I've, you know, held on to one, but I've never tried to make one myself.
You know, some people take it pretty serious. I mean, they go, you know, big time with it.
Right. So is the question going to be what's the biggest one out there?
How much does the biggest rubber band ball weigh?
Ooh, how much does it weigh?
Then apparently somebody in Florida had nothing better to do for I don't know how much time, but so how much do you think this person's rubber band ball weighs?
Well, there's got to be some pretty sturdy rubber bands to not just snap at the sheer size of it. I'm guessing it's huge. So, let's see. Let's go with 100 pounds. Chump change, huh?
Oh, oh boy.
500 pounds.
Come on, man. We're talking amateurs here. We're talking amateurs.
How do you even move it at that rate? What, do they use a forklift?
I have no idea. This is... Now, this is the world record.
Right.
Okay. So 100 pounds or 500 pounds for a world record is nothing.
I guess not, but they're also rubber band. I mean, come on. But, okay.
See if this helps at all.
Sure.
It sits in his garage. I don't know the guy's name. Probably a knucklehead smith. And it's 6'7" high.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. Let's go with 2,500 pounds. 2,500.
Chump change. All right, here it is. 9,032 pounds.
Okay, way more than I was expecting.
And he used over 700,000 rubber bands to do this, and nobody knows why other than it's his. He likes to do it, so more power to him. He's not hurting anybody, I guess. By the way, if you want to keep rubber bands to make them last longer, put them in the refrigerator. That's what you're supposed to do.
I didn't know that. Good to know.
I don't know if you can fit 700,000 into your refrigerator, but anyway, just something. All right, if you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, or reception at kprl.com. World famous pet alert brought to you by Uncle Ed's. Go to atascaderogunshop.com. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pastor Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All righty. People like to go to see where other people live. What is the second most visited private home in the United States? What is the second most visited private home in the United States of America? What do you think it is? And it just so happens it ties in with today in history on this day. So what do you think is the second most visited private home in the United States of America? 238-5775-238-KPRL.
I got an answer that'll make you chuckle.
I don't even know if that exists anymore. I don't know.
Me neither.
That's probably private invitation only anyway. Hi, good morning.
That would be Elvis Presley's house.
The King's mansion down there in Tennessee. Have you ever been to Graceland?
No, I haven't. I've been outside of it, but never went in it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, I don't know if anybody can get inside. I think it's just the estate itself. So, all right, sir, may I have your name, please?
Bob Johnson.
Bob Johnson. All right, Mr. Bob, we have you down as a qualifier. You enjoy your day, sir.
Thank you.
All righty, bye. Folks, can you remember to turn the phone down? It's just extremely distracting. Yep, and it was on this day many, many moons ago in 1957, when the Kang, he plucked down a $1,000 deposit on the 13-point-acre hunk of land with a 23-room manor. That's on the South Bellevue Boulevard down there in Memphis. He finalized the purchase on March 25th, paying a total of $102,500 to the original owner, that was Ruth Moore, who had christened the home Graceland after her great-aunt, Grace. More than 600,000 people visit Graceland annually. How about that? That's second behind the White House. So, for those, I have never been there. Don't really care. I like Elvis, but as far as going, I'd rather see the the Biltmore Estate in, I think it's Asheville, North Carolina. That's the largest private residence in the United States. It's almost 200,000 square feet mansion. That would be kind of cool to look at.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Ramada Drive. Caltrans announced there'll be a full overnight closure of Highway 41 starting tonight at 8 p.m. The closure will last until Friday at 8 a.m. and the affected area will be the 41 east of the Chelan Y to Reef Station at the intersection of Highway 33. Pass Ripples Joint Unified School District has announced one of its teachers has become the recipient of the 2026 Special Education Impact Award by the County Special Education Local Plan Area. Megan Wortman, who will be recognized at the Pass Ripples School Board meeting on April 28th. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today, highs in the low 90s, it's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, so people go to Tennessee, they go to the mansion there at Elvis, or they go down 16th Avenue there in Nashville to in and around the Opry and so forth. So where do people don't go? The least visited states, Alaska, North Dakota, and Nebraska. And you can throw in West Virginia as well. All right, two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive and Calmetto Lane. And callers, stop by. They got lots of great prices on lots of things for you.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.